You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
So my question is, do you have the Masters on in the background while we're doing the podcast?
Sure do. I was just thinking about, I was just like, oh man, maybe I should turn the volume of this down. And then I'm like, no, because when Joe starts talking, like Joe starts rambling, which he does, I can just watch the golf. It'll be great. This is like the best situation ever. I wish I could always have this happening.
Don't you wish every week is Masters week? Or do you just mean that you wish that every week you had something to listen to or watch while you're doing it right now? I'm barely rambling and you're right now watching the golf. I can see you. I can see you not paying attention to me.
Sorry, what?
Pay attention to me. That's amazing.
You know, I'm just captivated by who is going to swallow Augusta, who is going to get swallowed whole by Augusta National, you know? It's just...
Yeah.
See that guy who had a 45-foot eagle putt and knocked it in the water, you know? That's the kind of stuff that's I what like it to is. See.
Yeah, that's the carnage. That's right. The carnage that you like.
Justin Rose is two over today, you know?
Is he really? That's fantastic. Yeah. That's fantastic. Well, I told you about my betting. I don't bet on sports. I don't have I've never bet on sports. And I was scrolling through Instagram and somebody was like, Jordan Spieth is plus 1100. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do that. And so I put $100 on Jordan Spieth. And then I'm looking at FanDuel. This is not an ad for FanDuel, but I'm looking at FanDuel and they're like, Brooks Koepka is plus 2800. So I'm like, you're telling me I could put down $100 to win $2,800 if Brooks Koepka wins the Masters. I'm going to do that.
That's a fact.
So Jack. I just lit $200 on fire. But anyway, welcome to Guys.
I told him he should have put $200 on Ethereum and he didn't listen to me. So
yes,
here we are.
Yes. What is this podcast about, Dan? What is this podcast
welcome
about?
Welcome to Guys Who Like Musicals. It is
the championship.
Final matchup. We already sang the final countdown, so we can't do that again.
So an actor is saying his lines, and then out of nowhere, he just starts singing. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Jimmy, don't cry for me.
This is the end of March Madness, even though the real March Madness is already over.
True.
And so here we are with what are the total? It's, I'm going to do some additions. 698? A total of 698 people voted?
That's correct.
In the championship matchup, that's correct.
West Side Story and Rent. Everything is Rent.
And it is Rent.
That's right.
And just to be clear that this is the battle for the best musical of all time, 2021 edition.
Correct.
That I think we've now figured out something that we're going to do for years to come and have shows battle it out. And so this is by no means the best musical of all time.
Correct.
Which I think is like asking what is your favorite movie or something? Like what is the... Like, I don't know, who's your favorite child if you have kids? It's like, of course. Like, you can't answer that question. What is the greatest musical of all time? Like, no, this is the greatest musical of all time, 2021 edition.
Yeah, this is more like, what's your favorite musical in 2021? Is how I would define
where you
this.
Are in your life.
I can't say that we're like trying to define what is the best musical of all time. I just think that that's like a tall order and is not based off of like popularity and is also based off of like who and what, according to who.
Right.
And you know, that's just a nonsense thing. This is a popularity contest and we have who we have. And I'm surprised Hamilton isn't here, but you know, the Rent heads are clearly out in full force.
Exactly. So, and I'm thrilled about it because like Hamilton is like I've said week after week, it's a cultural phenomenon, but like, do we have to have, is it our best musical in 2021? Do we have to make it?
I don't know.
But I mean, it's not here. It's not in the ship. It has not made it to the ship. So
I would argue that Rent is as predictable as West Side Story. So, you know,
what do you mean as predictable?
Sorry. I think that Rent is as predictable as Hamilton. if we're talking about popularity contests and like, we're going to say like, Rent? Yeah. Rent is going to be here? Really?
Yeah.
That's no better than Hamilton.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
As far as like roll your eyes at it, you know?
Like it's, but I mean, it's nice to know that it's still as sort of culturally relevant to our fans and listeners as it was 10, 15 years ago. Like,
for sure.
You know, like, and it will like be we talked about it.
Eons and eons, like Phantom and Les Mis. It's now in the, you know, it's in the zeitgeist as something that people will forever be fans of. So let's keep it short. We've talked enough about these shows. Let's get some drum rolls going and let's figure out who we have here as the winner. Was that your drum roll?
That's my drum roll.
Aren't you a drummer?
No, I think it was more of like a, I don't know what that was, but it's half a drum roll. Okay, so let's get to it. So we got to say how grateful we are that nearly 700 people are, it took place in our Instagram nonsense. And we have to shout out to Matt with all of the graphics, social media, Matt, doing, you know, putting all of this stuff together. It's just iconic. So Dan, what do you think? Say anything more about these things?
I gotta correct the record. We got fact checked on Facebook. Which is, you know, just isn't that what Facebook is for? You know, just to humiliate people. So I was humiliated in a joking way by a listener who let us know that our information about West Side Story originally being about black versus white is just fake news. That is not true. That is, in fact, not at all what it was. It was originally going to be called East Side Story, and it was going to be Catholics versus Jews. And then Arthur Lawrence was like, nah. And there's some story about how they ended up deciding that it was going to be West Side Story and that it would be Puerto Rican versus white, and that is kind of probably up for debate about how that came to be, because it's sort of a he said, she said, but now we have what we have. So it was in fact never black versus white, and that was fake news, and I apologize for my misinformation.
Hey, you know, we've been cool, we just though, gotta correct it? The record.
Probably could have done that with the revival.
We just Catholics versus would've Jews.
Been pretty. No, black versus white. Probably could have done that with the most recent revival. That would have been very timely, you know? Maybe a little too on the nose, but
yeah, I mean that was one of those things that when one of my friends said when I did Romeo and Juliet, I did that revival where the Capulets were black and the Montagues were white, and one of the things that Shakespeare purists didn't like about that, among many many things, was that the grudge between the two families is so ancient. Ancient grudge break to new mutiny, meaning that they don't know why the families are feuding. It's just been lost to history. They can't put a finger on why they're fighting, but they're fighting.
Right.
And they have always fought and they will always fight. And so when you make it about race and you say that it's black versus white, now all of a sudden it's a race, it's a race war show or whatever, you know, and it's that is you know, very timely, and there's a bunch of, you know, it's still fucking happening, but it's not what was initially intended, I guess, you know.
Well, and the most interesting point being that they're not sure why they're fighting, and in the black versus white scenario, it is a very clear reason why.
Like, oh, there you, you know, go.
There was you know, mass atrocities committed, and now there is tension. You know, so it's a little different.
Right.
That context, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Thank you for calling us out. And we got to be fact checked. I mean, that's a thing that like a lot of podcasts do, Dan, that like we should probably start doing where like, you know, at the end of it.
For sure.
There's I love My Favorite Murder, and my sister loves My Favorite Murder. And at the end, they always have these facts. They're always like, okay, so here's all the stuff we screwed up about the particular facts or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, I never heard that Catholics versus Jews thing. That's very interesting. That like somebody, that's how they initially wanted it. You know.
Yeah, that is there's a whole like History Channel. I think it might be a full documentary, but I just read an article about it, and that's the story. So
yeah,
lost to history, but
yeah. Well, should we talk about what the people voted, or should we just? I mean, we've talked these shows.
Yeah.
I think
we got to get to it.
It's weeks. And
let's
and
get to
the,
it.
The people have been
spoken.
The people have spoken. And so we want to, and then we'll have a reaction to this. But the, let me just get the numbers straight. Make sure that, where did it go? Okay. So from Matt, our social media guru, the numbers are in after the final 2 days of voting. The final count is West Side Story with 342 votes and Rent with 356. Rent takes it by 14 votes.
14 votes.
So
if you thought your vote didn't matter,
I
even tried to vote twice.
I'm up at my folks have a cabin in Northern Michigan. I'm up here with my mom, and my mom was voting last night. She's like on the her phone voting, and she's like Rent is not the best musical of all time. She's all fired up about it. So she was clearly in Camp West Side Story. But the 2021 show that is cutting down the net is Rent. And everything is
there.
Rent.
You have it.
That's it.
There,
your vote
you
matters.
Have it.
I mean, like you said, we'll get back to next year. We got it. So we'll need more than 700 votes next year. I think it's going to happen. So what's your reaction to this?
You know, this is kind of like when your team doesn't make it to the finals and you're just ambivalent, you know, like watching Gonzaga get really beat down on by Butler. I would just couldn't care less.
Baylor.
It's like, yeah, this is, yes.
I wish that Butler was beating down Gonzaga. That would have been great.
I just couldn't care less. You know, I just was like, oh, okay. This is, you know.
Wait, so are you saying that you couldn't care less about West Side Story versus Rent?
Yeah.
This was your idea.
No, I know. I know it was my idea. But then the teams make it to the thing, and then you're like, oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
I wish Sunday in the Park with George was here, and that wasn't even an option.
It wasn't even an option.
I know.
Listen, well...
I'm just saying, this is how sports work. This is a lesson in sports for our listeners, Joe.
Yeah, sports ball.
Sometimes your team isn't in the finals, and then you don't care, even if you are the organizer of the tournament.
Yeah, you, exactly. You're like you're the president of March Madness NCAA.
Yes.
You went to Michigan and Michigan lost, and you're like, I don't care about this anymore, even though this
I'm
is
done.
My job.
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So
just I'm a consummate professional. That's just you know, it's in my bio. So
I do. My reaction is just that, I think that West Side Story is better. I mean, I think I just have to disagree. Fair. I have to disagree with the people. We've talked about the pros and cons of both of these shows and the things that we love about all of them, but it's like, you know, it's West Side Story. It's West Side Story.
Someone said it's a character vehicle for Tony and Maria and not for anyone else. And I just don't agree, because you have Anita and Bernardo, and like you have lots of, I mean, I guess there's only one like romance that you pay attention to, and Rent has so many. It's like, it's just a bunch of romances mixed together.
I remember watching West Side Story for the first time, and when Riff gets stabbed,
right,
I was like, what? No, they can't. What are you can't kill, you can't kill Riff. What, right. You know, like, still, that was like one of those moments in movie, because I saw the movie before I saw the musical, like one of those moments I'll never forget. They can't possibly, wait, so he's dead, he's the lead, he's the best part of the, so I just completely disagree with that fans response to that.
Well,
but
there you have it, folks.
That's it. So Rent it is. Rent is alive and well and living in Paris. We'll tackle it next year with another round of shows. I wonder if next year we probably just can't include any of the shows that we included this year. So I mean, we're going to be doing like the most happy fella versus
like yeah.
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
right. Taboo versus Kiss of the Spider Woman.
Actually, now we're talking. I think that Taboo versus Kiss of the Spider Woman, it would be
way too niche to do like the greatest flops of all time, but I would appreciate it.
Well, yeah, I think that, I mean, next year we're just going to do a whole nother round of it. And I think that Dan is backing the Sunday in the Park with George horse. And frankly, I don't know what could possibly beat it. But yeah, we got like a whole.
We'll have to do a whole region of Sondheim.
Company was the only Sondheim that we had in this bracket, right? So we should have just a Sondheim bracket.
Just a Sondheim full corner.
And like, where is In the Heights in this conversation? And like, after the In the Heights movie comes out, I think that people are gonna
just
be completely awakened to, if they don't know In the Heights already.
That's right.
So. West Side Story, FTW, that's it. Thank you for going on this journey with us.
Thank you for listening. We got some pretty exciting guests on the horizon for you, and we're excited to get to it.
Yeah, bunch of cool people coming. Thank you for your engagement. Thank you for voting. Rent takes it. Last week we did talk. We teased our. One of the guests we have coming, who's probably in the Mount Rushmore of guys who like musicals. And
That's a clue.
And we're bugging people. We got some really funny, really exciting people that are coming down the pike. What else?
That's it. Let's get the people out of here. They want to go home.
Let's go home.
They're sick of listening to us.
I want to go home, Dad. Dad, I want to go home.
Thank you for listening to Guys Who Like Musicals. We are now part of the Broadway Podcast Network.
Woo!
We are hosted by Dan Tracy.
That's you.
And Joe Carroll.
That's me.
We're produced by Ryan Kincaid, and Matthew Mucha is the social content manager.
You can find us on Instagram at Guys Who Like Musicals, on Twitter at Musical Guys, or the old-fashioned way at www.guyswholikemusicals.com.
If you'd like a chance to be featured on the Ask the Guys segment of our show, please call 203-900-7990 and leave a message with your question. As always, thanks for listening.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.